stovetop. Pooch has knocked off the appliance's control knobs. That turned on the stove. That caused a small fire. Luckily, the landlord stopped by a few minutes later to check on the animals, spotted the blaze, called firefighters. It was extinguished. Nobody injured. Once again, keep the cupcakes off the top of the stove. Oh, and I don't know if we mentioned this or not. In case you care, the NFL draft will be returning to Chicago for the second straight year. Draft has been held in New York City since 1965. Radio City Music Hall in Midtown Manhattan since 2006. So there you go. Goes to Chicago. And rain, maybe. We'll see. Some folks got a few sprinkles yesterday. We'd love to have some more of that. And if it does, it'll probably be after quitting time today, but on until about sunset. So fingers crossed that can happen. In the meantime, the weather is brought to you by Action Sports, home for the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them in person for yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. About 104 today for a high temperature. We're at 78 right now. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Hillary Clinton has done what she said she wouldn't in the controversy over using private email while Secretary of State.
She told her aides to hand over that server to the Justice Department.
Amid more scrutiny from inspectors general.
Not only did some of these emails on Clinton's private server contain classified information, but now it turns out that they contained top secret information. That's one level up. Now, granted, these emails were all retroactively classified, but it does show Clinton's private server did contain material more sensitive than previously thought.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Clinton's lost her lead in a new New Hampshire presidential poll. Democrat rival Bernie Sanders now leads by 7 in a Franklin Pierce University survey. In the Republican race,
you are going to love President Trump.
Donald Trump campaigning in Michigan, still leading in national and several state polls.
You're going to be so proud to be a citizen of the United States.
He says his policy specifics are coming soon. Critics of the Iran nuclear deal, Republicans and some Democrats, fear it does not give inspectors good enough access to key nuclear sites, but a new assessment out attempts to counter that. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
A classified joint intelligence assessment presented to Congress says the deal requires Iran to provide an unprecedented amount of information about nearly every aspect of its nuclear program, making it easier to make sure the country is living up to its end of the bargain. But a former weapons inspector who heads the Institute for Science and International Security says the intelligence community can rarely guarantee they're going to find secret sites. Congress is expected to vote next month on the resolution rejecting the agreement. Dave.
Rachel, U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter made a hard landing on a ship off the Japanese coast. 6 on board were injured. Meanwhile, a fighter jet caught fire on board a Navy ship last night. 2 sailors were injured. 2 were taken to a North Carolina hospital. The police officer who fired a deadly shot at an unarmed black robbery suspect fired in Arlington, Texas.
I have serious concerns as to the rationale articulated for the use of deadly force in this incident.
Police Chief Will Johnson, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, or smoking. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. If lines are busy, try again. Dial 1-800-663-1592. That's 1-800-663-1592. 1-800-663-1592.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save for gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A hit-and-run yesterday afternoon left a bicyclist with life-threatening injuries and College Station police looking for the driver. Officers responded to the accident near Crossing Place Apartments on Southwest Parkway near Welburn Road. The victim was taken to a local hospital. The driver was described as an 18- to 25-year-old white female driving a dark car. College Station police responded to an assault report shortly before 3 a.m. yesterday on Lincoln Avenue near Tarot. Police found the suspect, 37-year-old R.T. Lott Jr., in the front yard. Lott jumped over a fence and ran into the home through the back door. Officers discovered the victim and her two children had already left and were able to reach Lott by phone. He claimed to be suicidal, but a CSPD hostage negotiation team convinced him to surrender. Lott is charged with domestic assault and evading arrest. There was a grass fire west of Bryan yesterday afternoon, a few hours after the Brazos County Commission issued a burn ban. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says they provided traffic control on Pleasant Hill Road, which is north of Highway 21 between Highway 47 and FM 2818.
Both cities are out there. The volunteer firefighters are out there. Everyone's well represented.
Some residents were evacuated, but there were no reports of property damage. A Navasota woman is in the Brazos County Jail for the fifth time in the last year and a half and the 15th time in 10 years. College Station police arrested 41-year-old Jennifer McDaniel Sunday night after an employee of the Goodwill store spotted her and a man taking 86 items out of donation bins and putting them into a convertible. According to the arrest report, the man told officers McDaniel was retrieving items she had donated, and McDaniel admitted none of the items belonged to her. She was also charged with being in illegal possession of 11 Xanax pills and two municipal court warrants from last year. There is now a contested race for a position on the Bryan School Board in this November's election. Running for the at-large seat is Mark McCall, who is seeking the position now held by Tommy Vasquez, who has filed for re-election. The filing deadline is a week from next Monday. Thanks to triple-digit temperatures and a waterline break, the city of College Station pumped a record amount of water on Monday. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says nearly 26 million gallons included what was lost when an 8-inch water line broke in the area of Holloman and Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
We suspect that with the hot, dry weather, the ground is shifting and cracking, and older lines are more susceptible to damage in that situation.
While repairs were completed around midnight, residents and businesses were asked to hold off on irrigating lawns to allow water tanks to fill up.
We try to keep a minimum amount of water in there just in case there's a major fire. We want to have reserve capacity in those tanks for firefighting.
After Atmos Energy isolated their natural gas lines, repairs were made to the water line. The new owners of St. Joseph Regional Health System have announced an agreement with Texas Children's Hospital in Houston that creates a Level 3 NICU, or Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, in Bryan.
We are able to take care of babies who need to be on the ventilator for an extended period of time if need be. We are able to take care of small babies down to 28 weeks gestation and down to 1,000 grams in birth weight.
Dr. Gwen Getty is the medical director of the new NICU. He returns to Aggieland from the Houston area, where parent company Catholic Health Initiatives owns a hospital. The first Bluebell ice cream since plants closed over listeria contamination is on a semi headed to an unannounced destination. Cheers followed those horns of the semi leaving Bluebell's Alabama plant yesterday morning. Officials posted a tweet that we'll know soon when and where products will be sold. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
All across Texas and beyond, people are buying from Tom Light Chevrolet. Why? Because we constantly challenge ourselves to give you unrivaled savings. With the most competitive internet pricing available, there's no need to drive all over the map for the best closeout deals of the year. Tom Light Chevrolet has the largest selection of Silverados, Cruises, Corvettes, and Camaros in the Brazos Valley. You want more for your trade? Come in and get a free cash offer on your old car with no obligation to buy. Tom Light Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Feel free to walk away with cash or use it as a down payment on your new Chevy. Because we know that when you see these amazing closeout prices, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. That's why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Come and see our team at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, it's 8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business, for your business, since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
A good deal of sunshine across the area for today. Temperatures are going to make 100 to 105, therefore a heat advisory is in effect from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. We'll have sun tomorrow, highs near 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Lots of sunshine during the day on Friday. High temperatures will be 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll go to Israel, and Bill Flores joined us. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
All right. First, I want to let you know they've got the turf down at Kyle Field. They're watering it. It looks great. And we'll be ready for football season on time and on schedule.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the videos. It looks great. I can't wait to see what the new stadium's like.
Exactly. Well, listen, I know you've been busy. Let's talk about what happened since you and I spoke last Wednesday. You've been traveling over in that part of the world. Tell us what's happened.
Well, we wrapped up in Estonia on Thursday and Friday of last week after you and I talked to get their perspective. They're the northeasternmost Baltic state, and Russia, as we explained before, doesn't like the way the Cold War ended, and they'd like to grab some of their Soviet satellites back. Then we transitioned to Israel on Sunday, and I've been down here since then. Today we had a meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he made the case for against the Iran deal in pretty graphic terms, actually. And then we went over to Ramallah and met with the Palestinian authorities, Prime Minister Rami Hamdullah, and he talked about the ways that he'd like to have peace with Israel.
He's a pretty interesting guy. He's a former academician, and tell us a little bit about him and his background.
Well, he let me put it this way. He carries the party line. One of the issues is that if you ask any of the Palestinian Authority leadership, going all the way back to Arafat, and you ask him one question, do you recognize Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state? And they will not do that. Mm-hmm. And so that creates a problem. And if you go back to even to the 1949 ceasefire, the Arab states got together. Israel said, look, we'll agree to the territory, which is a whole lot smaller than what they have today, that was based on the 1947 partition, the United Nations. Mm-hmm. And the Arab states said no negotiation, no recognition, and no land. And that's even they talked in much softer, more diplomatic terms today, but they're really pretty well in the same spot. Mm-hmm. One of the things he said that was kind of interesting is he disavows any relationship between the leadership of the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, which actually was able to take over Palestinian Authority's their parliament, if you will, for a while.
Yeah.
And then he talks about needing U.S. help to try to push back Hamas. And so I'm curious to see if maybe that's an avenue that where we can work together with him. And also he said he welcomed Israeli help, and he said he was working with the Israelis to try to defeat Hamas. And, you know, Hamas over the course of the last year has fired about 12,000 rockets into Israel, and then Hezbollah from the north has fired in about 12,000 rockets, both of whom are supported by, you name it,
yeah.
You guessed it, the folks in Iran.
Yes.
The people that President Obama wants to become best buddies with now. So that's, you know, that's an issue we've got to pay attention to.
Bill Flores joining us from Israel today. And obviously Netanyahu is in, it's a full court offense. I know that you are not the only congressional delegation that's been over there. He's doing everything he can to make sure that everybody understands Israel's position, it seems like.
That's correct. Yeah, and actually there were 22 Democrats over here last week, and he told them the same thing. And believe it or not, they had about the same questions for him that we did this morning, and his responses were exactly the same. So I'm hope if people really do pay attention to what he's saying, I mean, again, he's in the middle of all these dangerous zip codes, then I think that you come to the only conclusion you can make, and that is that this is an incredibly bad agreement, that it gives Iran a guaranteed path to a nuclear weapon in 13 years. And it's just, you know, I think about how old my grandkids will be in 13 years, and that's just not the world that I want to leave for them.
Now, of course, Chuck Schumer has come out against this deal since you and I spoke. Your thoughts there?
I think he was right on, and I was glad to see him do it. He's got a large Jewish population in New York, and I think that he is doing the right thing for the country and doing the right thing for his constituents, and I hope that he'll bring more folks along with him. Steny Hoyer, actually, on this trip this week, we had a joint day on Sunday with the Democrats. We had a joint dinner. And the American ambassador spoke to us. The American ambassador to Israel spoke to us, and Steny Hoyer was at my table. He's the minority whip.
Right.
And I think the meetings that he had last week made an impression on him. Now, he hasn't come out to say where he's going to be on it, but if he comes out against the Iran deal, I think that'll be hugely helpful for those of us that are trying to kill probably the worst deal since it's worse than the deal that Chamberlain cut with Hitler.
Well, of course. But it's a two-part thing in that you can defeat it, but you still have to have the votes to override, because the president obviously will want to sign this, and he feels like he can win the second round. Is that still the case as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think in the Senate we can get to a position where we got enough votes to override a veto. In the House, that may be a little tougher. But if we get folks like Steny Hoyer to come along on the no side, then I think we'll be okay. I mean, this guy Khamenei, I mean, actually, everything in Iran is run by Khamenei.
Mm-hmm.
Khamenei is the next Hitler. I mean, I'm just going to be totally blunt about it. And what this deal does is gives him a nuclear warhead in 13 years, which, if you think about it, that's less time than when 9/11 was versus today.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be upon us in no time. In the meantime, he'll come up with the delivery systems, the ICBMs. He'll come up with weaponization programs. And then the entire area will start to remilitarize. I mean, the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, the Qataris, the Emiratis, none of them like this deal. And so they're going to want to say, hey, we upheld our part of the nuclear non-proliferation agreement, and the Iranians didn't, and you're rewarding them, so we need to go ahead and have nuclear weapons as well.
Well, now, go ahead.
This area could get pretty dangerous in a heartbeat.
But your thought, I mean, okay, let's say that even they do override the veto. How do you get the Iranians back to the table again?
Well, I think what you do is the sanctions are – the reason the Iranians are talking to us is the sanctions are hurting them. Now, I think that the sanctions would be degraded, because I think some countries like Russia and China would probably relax their sanctions a little bit. But really, we are in a position – we're still the world's largest market for the companies that are wanting to do business with Iran. And so they can choose between doing business with a $400 billion economy – or they can do business with an $18 trillion economy. And I think that because of our where we stand in terms of being a world economic leader, we still have the ability to make sanctions cause pain. Actually, if it were up to me, I would go ahead and ramp the sanctions up a little more in Congress and make the U.S. sanctions even tougher than they are today. And that way we offset any potential degrading of the sanctions that would occur because Russia or China get a little soft on it.
Finally, again, I guess there have been people who have said that really because we don't have the finished product, the time the clock hasn't even started running on how long it'll take for Congress to vote on this. What is your thought there?
Well, I kind of have to agree with them. That's not my official position at this point, but I think conceptually I agree, because really there are two secret, so-called secret side deal agreements between the IAEA and Iran. And in my view, I haven't seen, until I see the full deal, including those two side deals, and I haven't seen anything. And, you know, I've read the full agreement that I thought was complete at the time I read it about 3 weeks ago, and then I found out we got the side deals. And the U.S. ambassador here was really squirrely on this subject on Sunday night at dinner. He said, well, we need to talk to Wendy Summers, the ambassador that negotiated this thing. By the way, she is the same one that negotiated the non-nuclear North Korea that became nuclear-equipped in less than 5 years.
Right.
When she was asked, she said, well, I haven't seen them either. And here, but you've got this. You've got the U.S. ambassador to Israel saying, hey, we need to go talk to her. So there's a lot of silliness going on in the administration right now, and it just really sucks.
Well, finally, I'd like to get your thoughts on what happened in Colorado. I guess you've heard that the EPA managed to have a giant spill into a river in Colorado. You know, today we were talking about just the frustration of a government, and again, it doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or Democrat in the White House, the government and how it is just not handling anything well. What do we do with that frustration?
Well, it's, you know, I loved Obama's response a couple of weeks ago. He said, well, government's just not big enough. We're not giving it enough taxpayer money.
Uh-huh.
And I think most real-world Americans realize how silly that statement was. But, you know, it can't do anything. You got the VA can't take care of its patients. The Office of Personnel Management can't keep the hackers out of its system. The Department of Defense senior folks can't keep the Chinese out of the Russians out of their emails. The IRS can't quit targeting people and turning our data over to outside groups. It just, you've got a bunch of bureaucrats that are out of control, and nobody ever gets punished for it. It's frustrating to Americans. It's frustrating to Congress. That's the reason anytime anybody comes to me and says, well, we need another government program for this. And I said, do you realize who adjudicates these government programs? It's just a bunch of box-checking bureaucrats in cubicles. And that's not who you want to have in charge of your life. And, that usually shocks them a little bit, but it's the truth. It's the gosh-awful truth. You got the EPA trying to tell the rest of us how to live, but they dumped 3 million gallons of waste into a Colorado river.
And told us they're sorry. They're sorry, yeah.
Well, you know, they tried to cover it up for a while first, though.
I understand.
You know, I mean, it's just typical crap that you get from bureaucrats, and, I think if we had some mass firings, we might get their attention.
I kind of like it. I hear you. All right, so now what's your plan now? What happens through the balance of the week?
Well, I'll be tomorrow we're going up to the north to the Golan Heights, West Bank, and then we'll be looking at the security situation up there. And then Friday, be back down in Jerusalem and then headed home on Friday night.
Gotcha. All right. Well, safe travels to you. We'll look forward to seeing you face-to-face or on the phone from stateside soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon, Scott.
Right. Thank
you. Our listeners continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
All right. Appreciate it. There you go. That's Bill Flores joining us from Israel this morning.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The accident rate for U.S. airlines hovered near a record low last year, even as a spate of foreign crashes leaves some flyers increasingly concerned about safety. U.S. passenger airlines racked up their fifth straight year without a fatal crash, while the overall accident rate for all domestic carriers was 1 per 300,000 departures. Accidents are occurring about half as frequently as they did during the late 90s. Macy's sales fell 2.6% in its latest quarter as spending by foreign tourists declined significantly due to a strong dollar. The company, which operates Macy's and Bloomingdale's, also struggled to sell products received late due to a strike at West Coast ports. Macy's also says it's formed a joint venture with a Hong Kong-based company to explore online retailing in China. Crude oil up 37 cents this morning at $43.45 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating broad losses after stocks closed sharply lower yesterday. And that's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
News Talk 1620 WTAW from Israel. We turn back to local stuff, and Art Hughes is here this morning from Bryan City Council. Good morning. How you doing, Art?
I'm doing good, Scott.
You know, we're just trying to stay cool, aren't we, as much as we possibly can. It's been fairly uncomfortable. I guess you heard the city of College Station had a water line break on top of that, everything else yesterday.
I did hear about that. That was nice for the kids in the area.
Yeah, you know, that's right. That's proper true. It's a kind of quiet time in the city of Bryan right now, which is probably a good thing. But the other things that are going all the time is the changing face of Bryan, the development of Bryan. And, you know, we were just discussing Art's going to be going off council in November. But, you know, we've got Texas Reds coming up right around the corner. And just development in downtown Bryan, kind of like to get your thoughts about where it is and really where it's headed in the short term, too.
Okay, Scott. Well, as you know, downtown Bryan North has, you know, the infrastructure's been laid for several years. We've made several tries in some way to develop that. Here lately, just in the past few months, we've had some exciting things, which right now I'm not able to share any.
Oh, names. Shoot! I was hoping you were going to do that, but anyway.
But it is something that we think will move downtown Bryan North forward. Which you know, I don't know how long we've had those streets and infrastructure there, but it's been several years.
Well, it is. It looks good. You know, you got the light poles down there. You got the median that goes all the way down now to the end, and there's going to be development there at the end fairly soon. And actually, the area's been cleaned up. I mean, a lot of things have been scraped, but also just the whole neighborhood is a whole lot nicer when it comes to that. I guess, and again, that brings up the former Gundler site and the development that's gone on out there, and those are the kind of industrial tax-based things that we really need here in Bryan.
Absolutely, and as you know, the Gundler site is has been purchased,
right?
So we do have a. Another firm going in there. It's a local firm, but we really think that area of town, with the help of the RVP, they've been very instrumental in attracting almost a world market for that. We are, as you know, we're what do you call it? We're connected with the Port of Houston.
Yes, you're right. Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever that's called.
It's a fascinating thing because, you know, they're trying to make Houston a more deep water port so that more ships can come in, and that's going to be part of really all of Texas' economy, that it's going to grow. I guess I want to know if there's anything. You're about to finish two terms. Is there anything else that's kind of on your checklist that you want to see guided on the way or get on the tracks, even maybe to continue after you're off council? Or anything that's really important to you that you don't see we're getting developed yet?
Well, there is, and I haven't announced this, but it is something that I'm doing personally behind the scenes, kind of, because I've always felt like a lot of the city leaders, you know, after they've been successful here and after they've given so much to the city, they seem to take a step backwards. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but they're not active in the local government. And I've visited with several of them over the last few months, and the reason was that I wanted to encourage them to be more vocal about what we're doing. Is it good or is it bad or is it, you know, is it okay? And it's surprising how many have been very receptive to that, because we've come a long way in just the time I've been involved, which is, I think I got involved in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian's made some giant strides.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily the government that did it. It's the citizens, and I think downtown Bryan's an excellent example of that. It wasn't the city of Bryan that made downtown thrive like it is now. It's the merchants mm-hmm. that worked hard and worked together and made things happen down there.
We need to come up with a fancy name for that, the Council of Seniors or something like that. What do you think? Of course, that sounds that, but it's kind of fancy. I know that Mary Lynn gave you probably a list of things that you're supposed to come over here and talk about, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She does that.
How long's the show? An hour and a half?
Yeah, we got a little time. Yeah.
Now, we do have some exciting things, especially for the kids, because it is near the back to school time, and one of them is the back to school party at the Mounts Library. This is going to be on Sunday, August 23rd, and it's 2:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon. And we'd just like to invite everyone to join us for our last summer children's event. The Chipotle restaurant will provide the food for the event.
Hey, hey.
And we have book giveaways, crafts, games, and stories in several languages.
Okay.
For the whole family. And the other thing, also a back-to-school event, is the back-to-school splash at the Bryan Aquatic Center. We'd like to invite everyone to come and join us for a back-to-school splash party at the center, and we'll be showing A Bug's Life. I haven't seen that movie myself.
But, nor have I.
I'm sure it's very entertaining, and we'll have other fun offerings as well, including raffle and back to school, a prize for back to school. Come splash with us one more time before school begins.
She wrote the script for you and everything. Yeah, can't beat that. Art Hughes here this morning. Art, thanks for the time as always.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. It's 8:31.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you're a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Kim Commando here with news about how fast your home internet connection will soon become. Let's start with Google. They've been enticing America with the dream of fast 1 gigabit service for years now. A 1 gigabit connection will download a 2-hour HD movie in about 35 seconds. But fiber is expensive, and Google's snail pace expansion makes it old news. Meanwhile, significant advances are being made using traditional coax cable and what's called data compression. For instance, I've been buying a 50 megabit connection, the fastest I can get for my home, from my local provider, Cox Communications. With no new equipment needed, Cox says it will soon double my connection speeds to 100 megabits at no extra charge. But the most interesting story I've seen is from Verizon. Forget Google Fiber. Verizon says it has a 10 gigabit service ready to go, 10 times faster than Google. Download that 2-hour HD movie in 8 seconds. With even better data compression, Verizon says they'll extend those speeds to 40 gigabits. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. KOMANDO. Every 13 seconds in this country, a burglar invades someone's home. Listen to that, every 13 seconds. And without home security, your home is 3 times as vulnerable. Now you can make sure your home is always secure with SimpliSafe, the only home security I trust. SimpliSafe protects your home every second of the day, 24/7 professional security monitoring. In the event of an emergency, they instantly alert you and the police. You could save your family. Don't take chances with your family's security. SimpliSafe is so fast and so reliable, a police force in Wisconsin uses it to catch criminals. That's because it sends alerts up to 10 times faster than traditional alarms. I trust SimpliSafe. Cops use it. You should too. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com today. You'll get 24/7 protection for only $14.99 a month. And there's no contract. Go right now, and you also get a special 10% off. SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brian, voters will have two contested races this November, and some will have three. The latest filing involves the at-large position on the Bryan School Board. Incumbent Tommy Vasquez, who has filed for re-election, is now opposed by Mark McCall. A second contested election involves the at-large position on the Bryan City Council, and those living in Bryan Council single-member District 5 also have two candidates. The filing deadline is the 24th. Utility crews dealt with the heat Monday night in College Station to fix a water line break in the area of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Holloman. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says that contributed to a record amount of water being processed Monday.
25.8 million gallons. Of course, that included the water that was lost in the leak. So we're pushing our water system to the max, but you know this is what it's designed to do, and we sure appreciate the residents' cooperation with our call for conservation last night.
Repairs to the 8-inch water line were made after Atmos Energy marked off the location for their natural gas lines.
We had our new foreman Jerry out there. Our crew leader Craig did an excellent job of getting the line exposed and repaired and service restored. So, yeah, I want to send out a big thank you to those guys. They do an incredible job under difficult conditions.
Coleman says once service was restored, the overnight hours were spent refilling water towers. Hours after the Brazos County Commission issued a burn ban was a grass fire west of Bryan. The chief deputy for the sheriff's office, Jim Stewart, gave an update while multiple firefighters were on the scene in the Pleasant Hill area north of Highway 21 and between FM 2818 and Highway 47.
There was some structures back there where they've moved the people out, and I believe at this point in time they're near the instant command post. While they continue to work the fire, there's been no structures affected, I don't believe, no vehicles, anything of that nature at this point.
Deputies provided traffic control until the fire was under control, which was aided by a pop-up thunderstorm. A hit-and-run yesterday afternoon left a bicyclist with life-threatening injuries and College Station police looking for the driver. Officers responded to the accident near Crossing Place Apartments on Southwest Parkway near Welburn Road. The victim was taken to a local hospital. The driver was described as an 18 to 25-year-old white female driving a dark car. College Station police responded to an assault report shortly before 3 a.m. yesterday on Lincoln Avenue near Taro. Police found the suspect, 37-year-old R.T. Lott Jr., in the front yard. Lott jumped a fence and ran into the home through the back door. Officers discovered the victim and her two children had already left and were able to reach Lott by phone. He claimed to be suicidal, but a CSPD hostage negotiation team convinced him to surrender. Lott is charged with domestic assault and evading arrest. An employee of the College Station Goodwill store monitoring surveillance video Sunday night called police after watching two people remove items from donation bins. That led to the arrest of a Navasota woman on charges of taking 86 items. 41-year-old Jennifer McDaniel, who was also arrested for being in illegal possession of 11 Xanax pills and on charges from two municipal court cases from last year. A man who helped McDaniel load her convertible said she was retrieving items she had donated but wanted back. He was not arrested. A College Station woman who has served four sentences in the Brazos County Jail for misdemeanor theft by check is now accused of illegally using a debit card. Bryan police arrested 56-year-old Diane Jones on Monday following an investigation that began last December. According to the arrest report, the victim says Jones took her card and found her PIN number while she was working as a home health worker. Jones told police the victim told her to withdraw $80 from an ATM. The Arlington officer who shot and killed a 19-year-old while he was breaking into a car dealership has been fired.
Arlington Police Chief Will Johnson says Brad Miller used poor judgment the night of the shooting to enter the building alone and then chase Christian Taylor in the car dealership without communicating with his partner.
I have serious concerns as to the rationale articulated for the use of deadly force in this incident.
Arlington residents are mixed on the firing.
He should not have fired at the kid.
Hold your hands up. Get on the ground. They don't do that. There's consequences. There would be for me. There would be for anybody.
The facts of the case will be presented to a grand jury who will decide if Miller should face criminal charges. Austin York, TSN News.
Two DPS troopers are expected to make full recoveries after they were shot outside a convenience store in Odessa yesterday. The man who shot the officers was killed in the exchange of gunfire. A DPS spokeswoman says the troopers were helping Texas Rangers serve multiple arrest warrants when the shots were fired. No names were released. St. Joseph Regional Health Center has announced a new service for premature and critically ill babies. Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer Dinah Perez Graham announced a partnership with Texas Children's Hospital in Houston that establishes St. Joseph's as a level three NICU or neonatal intensive care unit.
It means that these babies won't have to be transferred anywhere else, that they're cared right here in our town and given the highest level of care.
Dr. Gwen Getty is the medical director of the new NICU.
I think that this will bring added strength to both St. Joseph and to Texas Children's Hospital. We have, I believe, 10 hospitals in our community program now, and with the addition of St. Joseph, we are now caring for babies in hospitals where over 20,000 deliveries occur every year.
St. Joseph's parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives, has a similar arrangement with a hospital it owns in Houston. Cheers were heard as a Bluebell semi left an Alabama plant yesterday morning. That was as the tractor trailer was on its way to an undisclosed location with the first ice cream available to the public since plants were shut down over Listeria contamination. The when and where, according to a tweet from Bluebell, will be announced soon. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. Our bottom line model year-end sales event is going on right now. Right now, you can get a new 2015 Nissan Rogue for $2,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for up to 60 months. Don't miss out on the bottom line best offers at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
10 or more to choose from. Must take delivery from dealer stock. Offer includes $1,750 Douglas discount, $250 NMAC captive cash, and 0% APR with approved credit. Must finance with NMAC. Model code 22715, 22315, 22415, 22515, and 22615.
It's 8:41, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's Furniture, Supplies, and so much more. Here are the numbers.
A good deal of sunshine across the area for today. Temperatures are going to make 100 to 105. Therefore, a heat advisory is in effect from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. We'll have sun tomorrow, highs near 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Lots of sunshine during the day on Friday. High temperatures will be 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are, it's 8:41. I think we talked about this last week, about left-handers. See, tomorrow is International Left-Handers Day. Just remember, two researchers in Canada put forward the idea in 1991 that lefties die before righties. I mean, they just rolled it out there in 1991, and it stuck. The problem is it's not true.
Really?
Yeah. The theory was discredited around 15 years ago. But again, how many things just are out there that people, you know, it's like anything else. The story runs on page one. The retraction runs on page 12. Well, not here because we don't have 12-page paper.
The coming but, ice age.
Yes, exactly. So, just letting you know. Another study claimed that lefties are at a higher risk for mental illness. Again, not true. While more lefties in a study did have more instances of mental illness, the data came from just over 100 people, which is not a...
That's a pretty small sample size.
Yeah, exactly, when you start talking about that. So, there you are. Just letting you know. Put that over there, so tomorrow's left-handed day, and, you know, thank a lefty or say hi to a lefty.
The only thing lefties are in danger of is earning more money as a pitcher.
Yeah, you know, you're right. They will do that. You know, and we've had more than a few presidents that were lefties.
Ah, yes.
So that's, you know, that happens too. All right. Today, I don't know. This is interesting. Today in things that your local millennial could tell you. Yeah, there you go. It turns out, according to Pew Research Group, that teens are actually using the internet to make friends. Now, I don't know. I find that interesting. See, the thing is, my college experience was different because I was a townie, okay? Already had friends, all that kind of stuff, so I didn't do that. And I, you know, there are a couple of people I knew in college, but not much because I was working at this radio station then, and that's pretty much what I was doing. But, you know, how you make the friends that you make now is probably a different process. And I guess Pew did this research to try to make us feel good about the idea that we are continuing to create friendships. Our kids are doing this, but they're doing it through the internet. They surveyed over 1,000 teens between the ages of 13 and 17, and half of them said they made a friend online. 3 in 10 had created a network of more than 5 friends, but about 77% had never met their internet friends in person. And a small percentage, about 3%, just flat out refused to do so. Boys are more likely to make friends online than girls, though it's unsure as to whether it's just a matter of, hey, you got kick, or do they really interact. Older teens also more likely to make friends online. Over 2/3 of the teens have made friends who have supported them via various social media.
Some of that's because boys are creeping on girls, well, and they get it.
Yes, yes. Girls are more likely to meet new friends on social media like Facebook, Instagram, or Tumblr, while boys are more likely to meet friends by playing online games. Okay? Now they're the healthier friendships, I guess. It's not that teens don't have friends they know in person, but new tech has made it easier to become connected. See, and that's not a friend. That's your connection.
I was going to say, if they've never met this person, aren't they like technically a digital imaginary friend?
Yeah, that's that who really exists. But
oh,
still,
sure, yeah. Yeah, you talk to them all the time.
Yeah. Mobile phones, social media, and online video gaming have become deeply enmeshed in creating and maintaining teen friendships, according to Annette Lanart, who works for Pew Research. In many instances, these technologies make teens feel closer and more connected to their friends. But again, if that's the only way they know, they do feel connected. It's not a friendship. It's not a face-to-face thing. It's really not. Again, friends help you move.
Yeah.
Good friends help you move bodies.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Yahoo Food reports U.S. America's favorite food, if you heard Kevin's commentary this morning, is now ice cream. So it's baseball, hot dogs, ice cream, and Chevrolet. Is that what the thing would be? I mean, apple pie's done. We're out of there. Chocolate's still the number one flavor.
Be a la mode.
Yeah. Oh, so did they track that truck? I can't imagine they let truck.
I'm wondering who was tailing that.
Yeah, hello?
Just wanted to say that there's a big difference between a friend and an acquaintance.
Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. Exactly. You're right.
No doubt.
And but if that's all these kids know and they believe that's what a friend is, they're wrong, you know, and they'll find out later. So, yeah, there has to be somebody out there who is following this truck. Or at least, you know, follow it for a little while and let somebody else pick up on it. We got to know where that truck goes.
So what, are you trying to set up a tail for Bluebell?
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm searching Bluebell stalker now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my thought is they ought to bring it to Brenham.
From Georgia?
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
get the workers there and let
yeah.
all the workers
yes.
eat it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Because they're not joking when they say, eat all we can, sell the rest.
Yeah. No, that would be
that's legit.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Again, they've got... Now, do you advertise?
I don't know. I don't know that you need to.
I don't think you can yet until you get stock up far enough. Because if I go to the store because I want Bluebell and they still don't have any, I'm going to be pissed.
You're going to sound like that little kid.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know the Bluebell.
I didn't need
I'm sorry. That was the cutest thing ever.
That was cute. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that there won't just be a run on the product. So I'm not exactly sure if they need to advertise. All right, here we go.
Up north, it'll be interesting to see because Texas Bluebell's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But their external interest, it'll be interesting to
certainly,
see what happens.
Certainly, they have to rebuild the brand. I think there's been some talk about that. The good old folks at Oreo have done it again. This time, the Snack Giant is releasing a brownie batter flavor.
Yum.
That last Monday boasts a rich chocolate cake-infused cream wedge between two classic cookies. No, that's way too much. No.
Hey, right. You were talking about those Oreo Thins a few weeks
ago.
Yes,
yes.
They're delicious.
Yeah, they looked really good to me, and you guys laughed at me.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, I laughed because I thought, oh, yeah, who's going to be thin off of these? No, less cream. The cookies are super small, and they're crispier.
Okay, hello.
Yeah, I heard that the Bluebell trucks were just renting out to people to use their freezer trucks.
Oh, well, no, there's actually one that left a plant. There is actually one that left
really?
A plant, yeah. So that's a number.
Awesome.
We're trying to stalk it. Thank you, yes.
we're honest about it.
How much smaller are these things?
I mean, they're thin. They're like wafers.
No, I mean, but the cookie itself is the same size.
Half the size maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a completely different mouthfeel, which is what made me immediately fall in love with it.
Okay. Then it works, huh?
I think so. I'll buy another bag.
Wow.
So it's like the opposite of double stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Now, see, that's how you can thin America. If you keep a good product and just make it so that it's a reasonable size, right?
Oh, I mean, I'm still going to eat the whole sleeve, but whatever.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Hey, what's going on down there anyway?
Excuse me?
I'm the traffic chopper guy, and I noticed a lot of people headed your way. What's the deal?
There's a huge deal, actually.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, you can get 0% APR financing on a bunch of Toyotas. The bold Camry, the versatile RAV4, oh, the fuel-sipping Prius.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it is. Our clearance event only happens once a year.
You know, I don't see a helipad on your roof.
Oh, that's because we don't have one.
Ah, that's okay. I'll find a spot. See you soon.
Woohoo! Toyota's annual clearance event is on now, but this event ends September 8th. Now, during Toyota's annual clearance event, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus $1,500 special edition cash on a 2015 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,100. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9815. Toyota, let's go places.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Life moves fast. It's hard enough finding time for the people and activities you love. House cleaning duties shouldn't get in the way. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and take back your precious free time. Live like you don't have to clean up later. Molly Maid, we're made for this. Call us today to start enjoying your home clean the Molly Maid way. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. Also, check your mailbox for our newest offer.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 8 minutes till. We're in the South. We're fat and we know it.
And we love it.
Keeping and eating a traditional Southern diet can increase your risk of heart attack. Yeah, but we die happier. Researchers at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, say that regularly eating Southern-style dishes, including things like fried chicken and greens cooked in bacon fat, is linked up to a 56% increased risk for heart attack during the nearly 6-year study. The study, collected data from more than 17,000 people across U.S. America between 2003 and 2007, men and women age 45 and older. CBS News says the researchers found that people who regularly consumed Southern foods tended to live in the so-called stroke belt.
Since when? But I like it.
Yeah. The stroke belt includes North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Doesn't get to Texas, I guess. All right. So
we get Louisiana by proxy, though.
Yeah. Researchers looked at a number of dietary patterns that included convenience foods, diet patterns that consisted largely of pasta, pizza, Chinese, and Mexican dishes. Plant-based foods, which include veggies, fruits, vegetables, beans, poultry, and fish. Sweets, that'd be desserts, chocolate, sweetened breakfast foods. Alcohol salad diet patterns. Beer, wine, liquor, green leafy vegetables, tomatoes, and salad dressings. And the Southern diet pattern, which is added fats, fried food, eggs and egg dishes, organ meats, processed meats, and sugar-sweetened drinks.
Organ meats, does that mean liver?
Yeah,
or
that's probably so. That's gizzards, yeah. Anyway, this is the only diet that associated with a greater risk. So, alcohol salad diet. That's,
yeah.
That's kind of interesting sounding. All right. California child who camped at Yosemite has been diagnosed with the plague. This is the third case in U.S. America.
That's just creepy.
Months. It is. Caused by the same bacterium that resulted in the Black Death, which ran through Europe back a long time ago. That was fatal 30 to 60% of those cases. And South Carolina police say a woman tried to smuggle tobacco and cannabis into jail. 24-year-old Marie Rines allegedly hid the contraband in a holy Bible during her visit.
That's blaspheme.
It is. As a matter of fact, in the Union County Detention Center last Friday. Cops said she passed the items to an inmate, but a guard noticed the book didn't look or feel right. He ordered an x-ray, and inside the book, they allegedly found three marijuana cigarettes, loose tobacco, and a piece of paper with Marie's name on it. So there you are. And a man in Omaha, Nebraska has been shot three times in 3 years at the same intersection. Randall Bush was ambushed near 18th and Emmett Streets in North Omaha again. He survived multiple bullet wounds and was discovered by officers in a nearby backyard. Bush was transported to a nearby hospital in stable condition. Now police say he has an intensive criminal background.
Like, are they trying to knock him off?
I'm not sure. Yeah, who knows? Maybe it's him again. He's got somebody out there shooting for three times in 3 years at the exact same intersection.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 2 minutes till. This is amazing. This is really amazing. When obese kids get moving, their cardiovascular health quickly returns. It improves.
No way.
And they, yes, it does. Imagine if you...